The following is a conversation held in Srila Prabhupada's room regarding the starting up of yoga courses for tourists in Vrindavan and Bombay.
There's no doubt.
Yes.
This is how it's going to work. We're going to give them free yoga lessons. So they'll come in our guest house and live there. But we have already increased the rate of the room to this. So this is how all these yoga camps are working. What they make their money from the rest from the rest.
Those one who is not going to learn to the system, they have to pay increased.
No, this is an extra facility. In other words, we all
extra facility. Somebody may be interested in that yoga.
Yes.
Others cannot.
Yes.
So why is it pay more?
Well, we can charge them a little more. I'm just thinking how the other establishments are running, because this is a big attraction to get people. And almost every foreigner will be interested in this. If you are. This is like, it's not that they're really getting it free, because we are covering ourselves by increasing the rates and the rest.
But those are not interested. Why they should pay more? That is my point.
No. The answer is, we have established a double pricing system. For all foreigners are paying 15 rupees a single room, 25 for double. And the Indians are paying 8 and 15. And we have worked with
them. We understand that you have got such a distinction.
Yes. So what we have done, we have added in various different points, like extra bed sheet, 1 rupee, extra this. We've added in these extra points. And so the total does come to 15 and 24. And I've spoken to all the travel agencies, and they're willing to go along with it. In fact, they think that 15 and 25 is very cheap. But I then explained to them that we can't make it anymore because we're in competition with Jaigo.
Their customer isn't less than that. Customer sees their position. You may cancel it and buy it. This is cheap. But cheap or no, she's not getting it.
No, because we never went after the tourist traffic. We've just started going after this foreign traffic. These brochures, and now we are
now maybe 6 chapter.
Yes,
there are 47 buses.
Yes, sir.
So divide 47 to 7.
So the 7.
74 stores.
Here it comes to the second bus.
Almost
7
will do like 7 verses a day.
Yes. Oh, we can understand what's over there.
Participant classes should be divided by 7.
Mm-hmm.
So daily
7 words.
7 classes, every.
Mm-hmm.
1 class.
Mm-hmm. 1 class. 1 hour class? Yes, but that will have to be spread out. This is
1 hour. To explain,
yes,
7 classes may take about an hour. Okay,
yes.
Not less than 2 hours.
Yeah, we want to have in total 3 hours of total yoga a day, including practice and class. Like 2 hours in the morning, 1 hour in the evening.
Practice 2 hours and 1 hour class. And the yoga class the seat, Jira, Jina, Adina.
The seat,
Sutra. Seat, one.
Sutra.
Straw. That's what it's called.
Straw, Usagra.
Usagra.
That's what it is.
Usagra.
Usagra. Usagra.
Very.
Do you call it Sanskrit name?
Guys, Straw.
So, yes.
Upon this, there is a deer skin.
We should get deer skin also.
And how you get it, what you're asking is nonsense. Unless you get it, where do you always stand in that? Or where did you have to go? It's that process. You must get it.
Yes, okay.
The first time I this could happen, then the deer skin, and then it is a Jira, Jira.
Jira, Ajna, Ajna, Sutaram, Tushautaram.
Sutta, upon the Tushautaram, there is Ajina,
Jira, Ajna, Tushautaram. Chaila Ajina, stop talking deer skin. So Kush deer skin, soft blood.
Cotton cloth. Yeah.
It should be a cotton.
Yeah, sir. Soft ass. Don't come like this. Usasa. Then the deer skin. And then.
Soft blood. This will be excellent. Because nobody else is teaching yoga this way.
Sit down. Like this.
Yes.
They will not close the eyes, but half close. Half see here.
Oh. Look cross there and it's the tip of the nose. Half close, cross there. And look. Look at the tip of the nose.
Left
eye. You have to look cross there.
White cross. You see this? Begin. Simply. That's
it. Yes.
This.
Begin to straight and also look.
Yes.
Half
this cross. Has to be practiced.
Okay, no.
And then, this will be given a lesson on 6 or 7. That says very level thing. And they will hear.
Oh, they just sit like this and then they should hear.
Listen to
me. But they will.
They will hear the next class. They will go to the next to the next class. And next class, they'll do it one after another. Within 7 days, they'll get to go this.
So, if we want to have 3 hours total, so even in the class,
2 hours.
Yes, they should be sitting like this, isn't it? So, in other words, in the total 3 hours, that they have to be like this, but we have to
be.
And what will they do in the third hour?
Huh?
Well, I was thinking that
This is nonsense. We must do according to.
But can we bring chanting of japa into it?
Huh?
Chanting of japa?
Mantra yoga.
Yes.
But that was my idea, that they should chant half an hour japa, say before class, and then sit in the posture and then have the philosophy, because the chanting,
yes.
First of all, I explain the purpose of chanting to fix the mind. Then once they've chanted, then they can sit and they can listen. And because they've chanted, they'll be that much more attached to it.
First chanting, second chant.
First chant half an hour.
Then listen. Then listen.
Then listen.
And then
after that, some kirtan.
Yes.
You have to first, then class, and then kirtan.
That class is useful.
That would be like half an hour
class. Class is a game. the Bhaktan buses express. The next bus, I have met them in this way. So they are this one. Next to that one. Next to that one. Next to that
one. And room.
Room. That is in class.
Yes.
Not in the train. Because if somebody is hearing the first seven slogan,
yeah,
then how they were on the second seven slogan, that is...
Oh, you're right.
No, no. Classes will go simultaneously.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in this way, we have to occupy seven rooms. Big room.
But this means we have to have seven teachers also.
Yes.
That was... So what we will have to do, we'll have to have courses starting every Monday. So suppose I come in on Saturday, I have to wait till Monday for the course to start. Because we do not have, realistically speaking, seven qualified teachers.
Well,
at least you need some intelligence, like Gautama devotee.
We are in scarcity of such intelligence, that's important. What is this all?
Also, you have to be a good speaker to keep people's attention.
That depends on practice. Practice.
Because the people who come are very sophisticated.
That's all I am. That's why you become expert. You can find out seven men. Then what is this in this? Anyway, one may not be very expert, but this is practice. How to explain?
But also,
the explanation is there.
Yes.
He has to simply do it very nicely. That's all. Everything is there. And the students who sit down in that way are here. That's all. It's not that difficult.
Usually, with the yoga camps begin on a certain day and finish on
a
certain day.
Yes.
Usually, the yoga camps advertise to begin lessons on a certain day and finish by a certain day.
They can take it every month.
Every 7 days.
Yeah. But they don't. They don't stagger it at all.
They don't stagger the clocks. Yeah. They if they arrange it with
every Monday,
then they'll advertise the course starting every Monday and finishing every Sunday like that, and then they'll book in accordance with so that they'll arrive on a Monday and they'll drive out on Sunday night or Monday.
Yeah, that's all right, but. What is the difficulty? He's on Monday he's hearing in one room, and Tuesday is another room, and Thursday is another room. So what is the difficulty?
Also, this way we have to reserve seven rooms.
Yeah.
But this way we have courses Monday to Sunday. We can have one big hall. Just keep one hall for yoga class.
You cannot have two. Kinds of classes in one room. That is not possible. That is nonsense. Even if you have got one student, that must be in that particular class. You cannot hold all the classes in one room. No.
Well, his idea was that there would be
7 days, you have to give some rooms. Even there is one student.
Even if it is the same class, it's not going to be a different class.
Yes. Different classes you shall explain. This is different class.
Yes. Huh?
We explain seven classes from Bhagavad Gita on Monday. And the next seven classes will be in the next room. And those who are beginning, they will be in the first room.
Yes. So, yeah, that's if you have two or three batches of tourists coming in at different times. But his idea was that all the tourists would come at one time and go through the class and then leave. And if they came on Saturday, for example...
Then why don't you understand? Why you've done it? The one class is for one set of classes.
Yeah.
Why is it difficult? Then the same class, it's not good.
But you will not have a personal dimension.
Then you have or not have, you have to make this happen. In one room, one set of bhashyas is used. Otherwise, if student comes, first set of bhashyas explained, and he comes, you cannot explain the same bhashyas to somebody, the next month to somebody in the same class. That is that.
No. Our program, therefore, to avoid this, Srila Prabhupada, is that our courses will start every Monday and every Sunday.
Your courses will start every Monday?
Yes, so...
What do you mean by that?
Every... but that I mean... will be done on Monday.
That's all.
Second, on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So like this, it will go on. So suppose I'm a tourist and I come to the guest house on Wednesday. So I will wait in the guest house till Sunday. I will start my next class next Monday.
No. That is your bad breath. On Wednesday also the first class is going on.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Why do you have to wait?
All seven classes have to go on simultaneously every day.
Yes. And when you are so part-time, then you cannot understand. Why you have to wait?
Because
we
can understand. It's not expensive.
Every class is going on every day.
There's three
those who are coming new, they take first lesson. And they first go.
Yes. Okay. I follow.
Either it is Wednesday or Monday, doesn't matter.
Yeah. There are three problems that I...
What is that problem?
First problem is, we'll have to reserve seven rooms and lose money.
No money.
Rooms in the Guru Kunda. Yeah, but that is not something that cannot be used for tourists at the moment.
I cannot use
the Guru Kunda room, they're not ready for users yet. There's still a lot of... The people who come are ready.
Well, it should be finished by the time
your tourist traffic's not going to come immediately. Well, these are the months now, December, January.
Well, it has to be done like that. That all classes are going on every day. One who comes on Wednesday, he does not mean he has to wait. The class is there. It doesn't matter Wednesday or Friday. Next day he goes there. Next class. Next day he goes there. Next class. The difficulty may be that we have to set aside seven rooms.
Yes.
That we have got a room.
That we have in the Gurukul building.
Yes.
But not at the moment.
No. Gurukul.
Yes. And also...
Gurukul building is meant for instruction. Yes. And the guest house is meant for boarding and lodging. That's all.
But if we wanted it to take advantage of it, in a month or so, like a tourist...
Like month, it will be done. The group will down.
It must be so room suitable by month. Yeah. Okay.
If not, for temporary, you can hold somewhere.
Yes.
But the system will be, this education will be given in the group will be.
Okay. We're also going to do this in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada, because...
If the customers who make are successful here, then we can talk about it.
But now, we should not teach them any exercise at all.
This is exercise.
Yes.
If you sit down 2 hours like that, it's more than exercise.
So this may not satisfy them. They may want to
do... No, we are not going to satisfy them.
Okay.
This is our process. If you want to learn, then we have to learn according to Bhagavad Gita. We are not going to flatter.
If we explain that the whole purpose of the
explanation
is to concentrate, and the concentration will help with the
energy reach to tone the body so the senses are subdued.
Yes.
So we engage the
You read that also.
There's something in India to learn yoga, right? What is the perfection of yoga? Krishna
Kanta?
They cannot dictate.
If they want exercise, we can stand them up, arms in the air, they can dance and they can share.
You need the kids in first standing, they are jumping.
Dance.
And then they jump, and then...
Dance and chant. This is best exercise. We allow them to dance.
Yes.
I jump. And then that is exercise.
I dance.
And chant Hare Krishna, it is automatically a very big exercise and spiritual effort. There is no doubt about it. If you chant and dance, immediately become expert.
Yeah. Breathing is there.
Of course, that's why it depends on the teacher. The teacher is a very good speaker, and the speaker, he can write an introduction.
point out how this yoga is different from the other yogas which are both.
Don't say it is different. It is upright.
Yes, there's no need to mention that.
It is upright and it is taught by Krishna, Vishnu, and Krishna. Adasana or anasana. This is upright. And that's the path. This is upright. Other goes there and manufacture.
It is authorized in the Bhagavad Gita.
That is Bhagavad Gita, this is Vedic.
Yes.
Bhagavad Gita means the words of the Supreme Personality. Bhagavad Gita. Which other way can be authorized? You have to impress that.
Yes. So in another 1 hour...
Chanting, dancing.
Actually...
They haven't got through at another class. Let them chant and dance. Keep them. Other part. Because here is the class. They'll simply sit down in that yogic posture and hear. Yes.
These people are... I understand this from video.
They have a misconception. What?
I know, but if they want to get repeat business.
That program is the most attractive.
They get some benefits.
That's described here also.
That will command automatically in the class that one has to sit.
They will have to take rice, bath, and eat regularly, but more than that,
the whole thing on the
they want real system. That will benefit. If you have lots of ideas of yoga, and you have to cheat them.
What is it for? Just to cheat them.
They want to be cheated, but we don't cheat them. But getting some customers, you have to flatter them. That is all. And while explaining the sloka, you have to stress on this part that this is going to pass all others. That requires on your teaching.
Yeah. I shall agree. Bring through your purpose in the chapters of the day. And everything, every aspect is completely explained in the purpose. If one carefully reads our chapter, then there's no problem. You just preach whatever it says. What are we going to do? You may not like this. Publish a small booklet. Just based on the 6th chapter. Just publish the 6th chapter. And this is our booklet on yoga. What we can do, have a small booklet on yoga. You can have the pictures of people, and we publish your 6th chapter, like just the publishing 6th chapter of the Gita with a 2-page introduction of this yoga is different from others, and this is the guide, the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the most ancient Hindu Indian scripture. Yes, that would be like a separate book, 5 pages, some illustrations. And then you can have some people are very much into beat.
And dancing.
So we'll have some next beads, some things with a small statue of deity, pendant of Vishnu.
There is one artist, he has come.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Right. And plus, he can do that for a new brochure also. He can have like a necklace with a pendant of Vishnu to the forehand. So many things.
We have a proper shop there which will supply Harinam chatter,
bead, bead bag,
everything.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
No doubt. That's
what I meant with the brochure. Yes. That brochure which I made in Vrindavan, just one page, I'm taking up Vrindavan with other temple pictures and putting in a section of yoga.
So see how it works.
If we don't have our own shop there who sells everything, then they'll just go down one to the
other and buy
it. Yeah, we are having our own shop in the group. Yeah, we are having the Koda Festival.
We're opening the Koda Festival.
It should be open for this call. And I'm just saying that, don't think that that's serious. But, yeah, pray that one of the communities that proves this best.
Yeah, last I heard when I left as they had got their approval to pay 200 rupees, but they haven't paid so far.
No, that is 250.
So they wrote 250.
I saw that letter here.
Yes.
I guess that room is a very good room.
Well, that's better.
From Gupta.
From Gupta.
Hyderabad.
Which go from? Which go from the town? Yes. From the back. Have you tried that with us?
Did you want us to use that room?
Hmm?
That room in which the bank is?
Oh, yes. You mean about the rent?
Yeah.
Place of rent.
Yeah.
They approved it. There's a reply to it.
What is it?
He says there's going to be women.
There's women visible.
No women on the throne. No women. But we have a lot of women who are coming to India for yoga. Half the traffic is half men, half women.
It's going to be men cannot.
And a lot of the tourists who come there are men, wives, and all together. So why don't we let them wear normal dress but have men and women in the same class?
We could,
it's just a suggestion, yeah. But what about if you have
normal dress?
Normal dress? Or yoga pants, they can have for the pajamas and kurtas, a separate woman's class?
But that means, yeah, that means you have to have women say, these are the suggestions.
Yeah,
that's mixed class, but,
normal dress is not.
But we should avoid women all. Avoid women altogether?
No matter. It is only possible in our Vishnu, Bhaktism. No matter, can be guilty for that.
Yes.
It's a brother.
No. They can wear a normal dress. If they wear those big robes, sometimes they see the one-piece things, like comes down to their ankles, they wear something like that.
Because they want to do something different.
You know, they want to see different things. So we give them a pajama and kurta, we still make them do bhakti yoga, but it's...
You know, chanting, dancing.
Yeah, but just
that.
The cycle of...
Dancing, they come sit down like this. So what? And it's bad. This is real practice.
I think even the men... That's what then we can show them, see this yoga, because the world appears a little difficult, it is a is the best form of yoga. It's not something easy that you can just do in 1 second.
What's the conclusion?
We need to stay and sit together.
But he says, he takes the conclusion that the women will be in the class.
Plain dress,
or in the maid dress that they can have, and kurta pajamas.
Like that.
They can wear a long robe. That's better. Like one of those complete robes.
Long robe.
Yeah, long robe.
Very good idea. We can make a Hare Krishna out of a Nambali, yeah.
Okay.
Namavali.
Princess, yeah. Namavali.
Yes. Have some gold.
Yeah, we can have
Namavali.
40-50 very good. Yeah, this would be very good. So, this would really make us look different from others. We are given two sabras. Linen and robe, beads, yes. And they will see, because these Kamis, they will look for these tangible differences.
At this place, taking part.
Yes.
They're coming for some, just at least
want something.
Yes, they want some
yes.
Yes.
And
yes. That is going to be addressed at the time.
It's a very nice thing about this program is that you can guarantee everyone who comes is going to be interested.
Yes.
Yes. That's all right.
Yes.